Hi there, and welcome back to Arts Creative Hub with Jacqueline Coates, where I share handy tips for artists, especially if you're starting out and you're wanting a bit of support. This is really great information right here, right now. So in my third podcast, what I'm going to share is all about artist acrylic paints and some of your questions answered. There are so many questions that you would have about acrylics that I've decided to make this into two separate episodes. So why bother about acrylic paints? Well, hello, they are fantastic when you're starting out. They don't smell, they're water-based, so you can use them at home without offending everybody in the house. They dry quickly, and that means you can correct your work really quickly too. You can paint over what you've done if you're not happy or make corrections. The fact that they don't stink, you don't have to use terps, is like a huge reason to use them. And also you can get really quite good quality student range paints, as well as opting for the fantastic professional range paints, which have the best quality pigments. So you can get great results without spending a ton of money, which is very good when you're starting out and you're still finding out whether you want to do this or not. Also, they have generally got high longevity and color fastness. So let's just say you did manage to whip up a masterpiece and it's going to be there for another century. Then you're not going to have to contend with what you do with oils, where sometimes the oil's yellow. So lots of advantages there. And the way that they have been developed is, most professional quality ranges have a very high level of color fastness, so that they're not going to fade. Student ranges, the student range acrylic paints, I'm sure that you're going to outlast the paintings, so don't even worry about it. They're safe to use, and also if you like to travel and to paint, they're fantastic because obviously the painting dries to a point where it's suitable to travel with the painting, and you don't have to worry about packing it into your suitcase and so on. Oils, you need a little bit longer. Mind you, I'm a massive fan of oils, and I will talk about that in another podcast for sure. So don't feel that I'm defecting if I suddenly tell you how much I love oils, because I do love them both. They've both got a great place in my studio practice. Okay, so the only thing about acrylics is if you are not aware of how to handle them, this can create issues, and it can actually really affect your confidence very badly. So I'm going to give you some tips that are going to make a big difference to your experience of working with acrylics in your art. So there's quite a few questions that come up with my students, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some information, particularly about drying times of acrylics. You might be making assumptions about the drying times of acrylics, and I want to let you know really what happens with acrylics and how they work, how they're actually formed, what they actually do. You'll be able to visualize what they do, and you'll be able to have a better understanding of what they're doing in your own work from our chat today. At the end of my podcast, after I also talk about how to keep your acrylic paint moist and how to handle it and make it a bit easy to handle, I'm also going to share a link with you where I'm going to show you how to make hundreds of colors from acrylic paints, from just 5 tubes of paint. Okay, so this is going to save over $800 in your art practice, which is fantastic when you're starting out. It's also going to teach you a heap about color mixing and managing what's on your brush. Okay, so at the end of this, stick with me. I'll give you the link to that and you can go get it. It's like a few hours of a free art lesson, and I give it to everybody who works with me because I really need them to do it, because they just learn so much from it. And they love it, and it really frees them up and makes them less dependent on commercially prepared paints. Okay, so listen up and let's get going. What actually is acrylic paint? What makes it different? Because obviously you've got watercolors, you've got pastels, you've got acrylics, you've got oils, you've got tempera, for example, and oil sticks. All of them start out life with a pile of pigment, basically. If you imagine a pile of talcum powder, it's just like that, but it's a color. Sometimes these colors are natural, sometimes they're synthetic and man-made, and sometimes they're derived from awesome places in nature. Okay, so that's probably for a separate chat about color. So what happens is the pigment is bound by a medium. So for oils, it's a vegetable oil, and that's what binds them together. For acrylic paint, it's basically suspended in acrylic polymer emulsion, plasticizers, and other ingredients which form the binder. There's even things like antifungal material in there just to stop your paint going moldy. I have to say, occasionally I've taken the lid off a tube of paint and I've gone, whew, it's a bit pongy. And sometimes there's a little bit of formaldehyde in there too. So can't assume that your paint is 100% safe just because it's water-based. You still need to be really careful and make sure that if you're eating, you don't have any paint on your hands. If you pick up your coffee cup, you don't put any paint near the rim of the cup where you're going to be drinking your coffee or tea. And don't put your fingers in your mouth. And yes, of course, there are paints such as cadmium in any range of paints or pastels or whatever, that cadmiums are not good. They're really not good for you. Obviously, don't eat those either. Don't eat your paint. So just be careful. So, yeah, acrylic paint is bound by this kind of sort of acrylic material that holds it all together. It's got a binder medium. And whilst it's wet, it's soluble with water. When it comes in the tube, it hasn't oxidized yet. It hasn't dried out, so you can mix it with water, you can thin it. You can even add mediums to it to make it thicker. As the water evaporates when you've painted, you've painted onto your surface, let's say, as the water evaporates, the paint forms a skin and becomes touch dry. So if the paint's been applied very thinly, the paint may be fully dry throughout the layer of paint in a day or two. But if the paint is thick, then it could be months before the paint is dry. If you've used an impasto style approach, it could take a long time for the paint to dry out. As the water actually evaporates from the acrylic paint, the little tiny polymer spheres draw together and they form chains, which form a continuous cohesive film, a bit like a skin. So a question I get commonly asked, how long does it take for acrylic paint to dry? Compared to oils, acrylics are very fast drying. It can appear the paint has dried in a few minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes, depending on, you know, if you're still working in an area or how long you've left it for or how thin or thick the paint is. Most artists assume that the paint is dry when it's touch dry. Okay, so this is where you need to tune in very carefully. That's only the very first stage of the paint drying. Then it's all about the thickness of the paint drying next. And this may take a day or two if the paint is thick or even longer. I like to allow a minimum of 24 hours where the weather's fairly warm, there's a reasonable amount of ventilation going through the studio or a room before I would even remotely consider whacking a varnish on the painting and declaring it finished. It's a good idea to allow up to a week for the painting to cure if you have that luxury of time and you're not in a rush. So try that out and see how you go. One of the common problems that comes up with students is, how can I keep my acrylic paints from drying out? Now, I have students that live all over the place. I don't know whether you have checked out my background, but I'm an artist of 30 years. I'm Jacqueline Coates. I'm a painting teacher. I went from having a highly successful six-figure art business, selling my work and that of artist friends. I had my own gallery, but my son wanted to do soccer at the age of about 12, and I had to reconfigure my business, and I decided to go teaching and also to become the best art teacher I could, including taking it online. So that means that I've been able to help literally thousands of people unleash their creativity, because I've got a very fast system of painting called the Bloom's Painting Method. Why am I telling you that? Because I get a lot of questions from people who live in all sorts of places about acrylic paints. I particularly think of two ladies who have been doing my course, and they're in the area of Bundaberg in far north Queensland. And Bundaberg is hot, it's humid, it's sticky, and they just are having a terrible time with acrylics. So what I suggested was a whole host of ways to keep their paint moist, and I'm going to share that with you today, because it's not just them, but it's also people who, you know, I even have somebody from London saying, oh gosh, it's really hot, it's 24 degrees. 24 degrees when you live in Australia, in the Barossa Valley, or anywhere else in Australia really, 24 degrees is mild. We get temperatures up to 40 and 48 degrees. In the summer, and it gets fairly crazy. So, but in South Australia, it's a very dry heat. In Sydney, I'd say it's a little bit more humidity. And the further up north you go, yeah, really humid. So these tips will really help no matter where you are. I mean, it could be that you're painting in your flat and you've got the air conditioning on and that it's drying out your paint. So I'm sure that these tips are going to help you a lot. So here we go. How can I keep my acrylic paints from drying out? Great news is this is really easy to remedy. So that acrylics have a reputation for drying out. And sometimes after you pop them out on your palette, you might get slightly distracted, go and make a cup of tea, start doing a bit more drawing or something, and then you go to paint, and gosh, they're already dried out, they've already got a crust on them. And not only have you wasted the paint, but you know, it takes time to get your paints out again and do it all over again, and before you know it, you'll be feeling a little bit irritated. Well, that's no good, let's avoid that. So my first tip is, let's create a wet palette. Now, there are loads of wet palettes that you can buy commercially and pay quite a lot for. I'm going to suggest you don't have to pay a thing to create your own perfect wet palette, because I teach you the how for free. I've got a free tip online on how to do this. When you buy it online as a product and pay out your hard-earned money, you'll end up paying for a plastic tray that's got a large sponge in the bottom of it that you add water to, and you put one of the commercially prepared and presented to you filter papers on top. However, I always recommend to my students that they can make their own for just a few dollars or less. And I've even made a YouTube video about it. So you can make your own wet palette for free, which is going to keep your paint moist. The thing is that the minute you put your acrylic paint out, it's starting to be affected by the air outside, the outer crust is starting to dry. When you make a wet palette, the paint actually draws from the moisture underneath that we create, and it keeps the paint moist for up to 24 hours, and you never have that crusty issue ever again. Okay, so learn from my easy peasy video demonstration. Where can you find it? Rather than give you a hugely long HTTP sort of website address, I'm just going to ask you to go to Google and pop in YouTube wet palette, P-A-L-E-T-T-E, Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E, Coates, C-O-A-T-E-S, and I'll come up, I'll be the first entry there. So YouTube wet palette Jacqueline Coates. and that will be sufficient to bring up the link for you. Click on that and you'll see me. Now, I have to admit, I don't love my haircut. It was taken a few years back online because I've been teaching for, 20 years out of my 30-year painting history. There are different versions of me online, so there you go. I'm a bit younger. I don't love my haircut then, but there you go. It's great advice that I'm giving, and I wouldn't change a thing. So you'll see my video, and it will show you how to make your own wet palette with simple ingredients that you might most likely have right there at home right now. Okay? So one of the things that we use is the old-fashioned sandwich wraps, which is basically a very simple paper. In America, I believe you call it parchment, and you go to your sandwich wrap area in the supermarket. I've bought it when I've been in LA to teach my students the Blooms Painting Workshop, and I go out and I buy it so that we can use it for our palettes there. Okay, so that's probably the only question you'll have if you don't live here. Don't use the bulletproof paper that they make for baking these days, which is bounces the biscuits off the biscuit tray. That's fantastic for cooking, but it's no good for us because it's impervious. We actually need this paper layer that we're going to use, which is going to be cost you next to nothing. It's usually about $1 for a roll, and it's going to last you forever in the supermarket. It's the old-fashioned stuff your mum used to wrap your sandwiches in, okay? So that's what you need to know there. And you need some paper towel, the kind of kitchen toweling that you use to, you might use it to polish your windows with a bit of Windex or something like that. You need some of that, and I like to use an aluminium tray. So go to the YouTube video, YouTube Wet Palette Jacqueline Coates, and I'll show you how to put that together. It'll take you all of a few minutes. And then you've got the perfect palette, which is going to keep your acrylic paints moist and stop you tearing your hair out straight away. Okay, so more tips to keep your paint moist. Right. You're going to also be able to keep your wet palette covered with plastic wrap overnight. So let's say you start painting, you've got all your paint out, it's looking great, you're painting away, but you still got great paint on your palette at the end of the session and you don't want to chuck it out. Well, what I would do is two things. I would put a piece of plastic wrap over the top of your tray. Or if you're using, go to the op shop and buy a lightweight Tupperware biscuit container. You can use that too and just put a lid on top at the end of the day. You can use that instead of the aluminium barbecue tray. You want something light though, because you're going to be holding it in your hand while you paint. You can put the plastic on it. And the other thing I do is I put the paint in the fridge overnight. So if I go to my fridge at the moment, I've actually got a really good looking palette of paint that I haven't touched. I put it out yesterday, but I got distracted and now I can't get back to the painting probably till tomorrow. The paint's going to be perfect to work with still tomorrow, even without a piece of plastic across the top, because it's been sitting in the fridge on top of my wet palette. I'm good with that. Nothing's going to go to waste, so that's really cool. Okay, my third tip about keeping your paint moist, it's to keep a little spray bottle with an adjustable mister so you can spray your paint palette lightly from above on hot and humid days. Now, I also like to spray the canvas from about 1.5 feet away with a light spray mister. If you're living in a really dry area, just give it a really light spray. You don't want it dripping, but you just want to give it a bit of moisture. You can also wet it from the back, okay? Wet it from the back of the canvas by simply laying the canvas flat on a table, tipping a cup of warm water over it, rolling it around, rubbing it in with your hand, taking the canvas outside, and then tipping off the excess water off it. That's also going to keep your surface a bit moist that you're painting onto if you're working on canvas. Okay, so, right. That really helps that one a lot. And then the next tip is, tip number four is, it really helps you if you put out a decent amount of paint. If you're only going to put out a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of paint Of course, it's going to dry really quickly because it's got no depth to the pile of paint. I like to put out at least as much as I would generously put out on my toothbrush. If I was somebody who liked lots of toothpaste on my toothbrush, then that's about right. Half a teaspoon. If I know I'm going to use lots of white, usually we use more white than anything, put out a good teaspoonful. And that's assuming you're doing painting with a paintbrush. Now, if you're going to be doing painting with a palette knife, it's going to be a lot more than that. You are going to go through your paint a lot more quickly. So I notice that my students are really tentative about picking up paint because they're worried and concerned about what's going to happen often. They're tentative. That's really natural when they start out. But, you know, it's much better if you can pick up a decent amount of paint on the brush and just go for it. If you don't have much paint on the brush, nothing much is going to happen, let's face it. So you want a decent amount of paint out on your palette. Okay, tip number 5 is use an acrylic gloss medium with your paint. Acrylic gloss medium helps lubricate the paint and helps it to flow. Think about when you get the paint from the tube. It's been mixed with the pigment, as we said, mixed with the binder medium, and it's been put into a consistency that's presented to you. It's all nicely mixed. You put it out in the tray, but it's probably a bit too stiff to have pleasant painting. You need to get it to flow. So you need a bit of moisture on your brush with water. You don't want too much that it turns to watercolor, unless that's the look that you want. The gloss medium helps keep it together. It's acrylic gloss medium. My favorite is the Liquitex. I don't have any shares in the company or anything like that. I like buying the 946ml bottle. It's good value and it's really multi-purpose. It's an acrylic gloss medium and varnish. You can even use it to varnish your painting afterwards. It helps to move the paint around. It helps to lubricate the surface of your canvas. Often the painting surface is dry and porous. The gloss medium helps move the paint around without the paint getting stuck on the dry surface and creating unfortunate skid mark looking edges. It allows you to have a lot more control over your paint. Okay, so look, they're the tips that I wanted to offer you today. I've got so much to tell you about acrylics and to share that will make a big difference for you, but I'm going to save it for part 2. Because I think that's plenty to go on with. I've given you a fantastic place to go and get the wet palette idea. It's going to save a lot of hassle for you. You need to get yourself some acrylic gloss medium and go and try it out. So let me know how you go. And also, if you want to have a bit more of a conversation with me, you're welcome to join me on my free page that I have where I share loads of tips. It's a private group page. And if you go to Bloom's Facebook, Bloom's Art School Online, you'll get to hear what we get up to and you'll hear free tips and you can keep in touch with what we're up to. So I'll also post links to my podcast there so you don't miss out on anything. And I've got lots of free downloads in that area too. So hope to see you. And I hope those tips have made a big difference for you. Acrylics are great, especially when you know how to handle them. So, love and paintbrushes, Jacqueline Coates, and happy creativity.